Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
This question deals with Earth continuing forever and ever. I'm going to pronounce this moron, Ecclesiastes?
Oh, Ecclesiastes?
Thank you. Ecclesiastes. Excuse me. Yeah. Thank you. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4 says, "A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever." However, there are many other Bible verses that say the opposite of that. And I use the examples of Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17.
Where it says there'll be a new earth someday.
Correct, yeah. And then some other ones I can read off too. But they basically say what you're saying. It's a new heaven in place. So which is correct? Is there a new heaven in place, or will the earth continue forever?
Ecclesiastes was a poetic book. And so we need to give it the license of poetry. This is somebody writing, probably King Solomon. It's ascribed to him, and he's getting very frustrated. And so it's just a common figure of speech. We have trials and our lives come to an end, but the world goes on. It's like he's saying life goes on. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he was trying to make a theological statement there about a new heaven and a new earth. And even in the new earth, the human beings that were in this earth that are walking with God will still live there. So it could even be argued that the earth is going to go on, but in a recreated state. But we wouldn't want to try to develop too much theology from a poetic book in the Bible. It seems to just be a loose way of saying life goes on, and he phrased it a certain way.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So that's actually the actual Bible poetry that you were...
Yes, Ecclesiastes, Job would be another one, Psalms, okay. Proverbs. That you just don't look at that the same way you'd look at a book like Romans, because Romans was an actual letter that Paul had teaching in.
Well, even then, I find Jesus' parables almost like a riddle where I have to decipher what he truly...
Parables were a very unique type of Hebrew literature, too. And so this is why when people think they can just open up the Bible and read it, it comes from a completely different culture. It was written in completely different languages. It has to be studied. And if we don't have the time to study, that's why commentaries are important. But we have to be careful because sometimes the commentator throws his opinion in.
No, totally.
I like commentators that just say, here's the historical situation in those days. Here's some different possibilities of what might have been going on. And then they leave it up to us instead of just treating us like children and explaining to us what it meant.
Totally. Because here I am saying all these Bible verses to you, and I'm almost feeling like, oh, are they meaning these things literally? And then here you are explaining, no.
But you're asking good questions.
Oh, thank
you.
At
least you're asking that. You're not making an assumption. You're saying, boy, this looks like there's more to this than meets the eye. That's a very good place to start.
I think so, too. So, and with more research. And again, you're always a good resource to help me out with all these things.
I appreciate that. And of course, I've had to do research. And so
years
it goes
and years.
On and on. Yes,
absolutely.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.